May 2nd. Luke chapter 21, verses 5 through 24. Some spoke about the beautiful stones and offerings. Some spoke about the beautiful stones and offerings adorning the temple, and Jesus said, "As these things which you see, the days shall come when not a stone of the temple will be left on another." They asked him, "Teacher, when shall these things be, and what is the sign when these things are about to happen?" He answered, "Beware lest you are led astray, for many shall come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and the time is near. Do not go after them. Also, when you hear of wars and disturbances, do not be terrified, for these things must come first, but the end is not right away." Then he said to them, "Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There shall be great earthquakes and widespread famines and pestilences. There shall be terrors and great heavenly signs. But before all of this, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you into synagogues and prisons, leading you before kings and governors on account of my name. This shall result for you in a testimony. Therefore, resolve in your hearts not to prepare beforehand how to defend yourselves. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which none of your adversaries can withstand or contradict. You shall be betrayed by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and some of you shall be killed. You shall be hated by all men because of my name, but not a hair of your head shall be lost. You shall possess your souls by patient endurance. When you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, know then that her desolation is near. Then let those in Judea escape to the mountains, and let those inside the city get out, and let those outside not enter. For those days of punishment are the fulfillment of all that has been written. In those days, woe to those who are pregnant or are nursing. Great distress shall be on the land, and anger against this people. They shall fall by the mouth of the sword, and be carried captive into all nations. Jerusalem shall be trodden by the Gentiles until their times are fulfilled."